Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you today. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of conquering in your life, and we're going to be completing this message today. As we were talking about conquering in your life, we saw in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We saw that the word overcometh is the Greek word nikao, which means to conquer and carry off the victory. God wants you to conquer and carry off the victory in every area of your life, and you're going to be able to do it through your faith. You have the faith of Jesus Christ. You got a general spirit of faith the day you were born again, and then you receive specific faith as you hear the word of God. Then as you mix your faith with that word you hear, acting upon it, you are going to conquer and carry off the victory over the world and over all the enemies that come against you in your life. We saw in Romans 8:37 that we are more than conquerors. You and I can gain a surpassing victory over the enemy. The reason why we need to be more than conquerors is because we have an adversary. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, we saw that your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And what does he come to do? John 10:10 says he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But you and I are more than conquerors, and we can conquer him, because 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, in order to do that, you have to become strong and mighty, and that is because you are going to put on the whole armor of God through the word in your heart, the word in your mind, the word in your mouth, the word directing your steps. And as you put on the whole armor of God through the word in you, it causes the power of God to be resonant within you. Then as you pray with all manner of prayer, praying the word, speaking the word, you're going to release this power of God to be manifest with mighty force out of you. In 1 John 2, in verse 13 and 14, we saw that as we become strong and mighty and forceful, because the Word of God is abiding in us, then we will have conquered the enemy in our life. This is why you've got to spend time in the Word of God, studying the Word of God. Get this Word in your heart and in your mind, hear and do it consistently, come to the place of abiding in it, and start to speak forth the Word to release the power of God out of you. We also saw that as we operate our faith as more than a conqueror, we can subdue kingdoms, we can become mighty in spiritual battle, and we will drive out and destroy all of our enemies quickly. Remember that Satan is our adversary and he works through evil spirits, and evil spirits have come into us from inherited generational iniquity curses from 3 and 4 generations back, from our own sins, and from being victimized in life. God has given you authority to cast out all of these spirits, and you're to drive them out and destroy them quickly. As you cast them out, you're going to see them be subdued underfoot, and we saw many scriptures where the enemies were subdued underfoot and they had rest. How did they do it? They smote the enemies. You see this continually, smiting and subduing. How do we smite them? We smite them with the sword, which is the spiritual sword, which is the spoken word coming forth out of our mouth. You are going to put your mouth in operation as you speak the word of God, and you speak in line with the word of God, using your authority to release the power of God and the authority given to you against the enemy to see him be smitten and subdued underfoot. And we saw in 1 Chronicles 17:10 that he will subdue all of our enemies. We saw in 2 Samuel 22:38 and verse 41, he said, I pursued my enemies. I've run after them with hostile intent, and turn not again until they've been consumed. They've fallen under my feet. As God gives us strength for the battle, he's the one who gives you the strength. You're not doing anything in your own flesh or your own ability. You're doing the word of God, and as you do what the word says, he empowers you and strengthens you within for the fight. As we go forth and we smite all these enemies, remember we saw the scripture in 1 Chronicles 20 where the children of the giant got subdued. That means it doesn't matter how strong the enemies are, you can subdue them all. As we go forth and do what he says, we're going to conquer and destroy all the enemies in all areas of life. We saw in Jeremiah 51, verse 20, we are his battle axe and weapon of war. We saw in Jeremiah 1:10 that he set us in authority over the nations and over the kingdoms. And he tells us to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, to build and to plant. You and I are to destroy the works of the enemy as well as to build and to plant the things of God. In order to do that, we saw in Isaiah 52:1 that we have to wake up, as it says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments. You and I are going to put on the beautiful garments of the Word of God, that we will walk in his ways of holiness and strength and power. And it talked about how no more unclean thing was to come. You and I must walk in holiness if we're going to be able to conquer our enemies. We saw in Isaiah 49:2 that he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. You're going to war with your mouth. You've got to make your mouth work for you by putting it in operation, by speaking forth the Word of God, or speaking forth the authority and power, by doing what the Word says, as you cast out the demons, as you speak to the mountains, as you resist the enemy steadfast in the faith, as you cast them down from the heavenlies. You are going to destroy the works of these evil spirits wherever they may be. We saw in Isaiah 59, where the intercessor put on the whole armor of God, including the garments of vengeance for clothing, and he was clad with zeal as a cloak, and he repaid fury to the adversaries and recompense to his enemies. God uses us to destroy the enemies as we put on the garments of vengeance and we're zealous as we engage in the spiritual warfare in the heavenlies to bind this evil spirits, the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, as we loosen and tie their hold, as we cast them down, throw them down, root them out, destroy their works in the realm of the Spirit. We saw in Joel 2:11, where he utters his voice before his army. And it says, he is strong that executeth his word. You're going to become strong spiritually in the measure that you are a consistent doer of his word. And in Joel 3:9, he said, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near. It is time for the body of Christ to wake up and to become mighty. Prepare war. All the men of war, which is to be every single believer in Jesus Christ, is to arise and begin to engage in the spiritual warfare and conquer the enemies in their life. In Luke 16:16, we saw that from the time the kingdom of God is preached, that every man presseth into it. The word presseth, remember, is the Greek word biazo, which means force and violence. This means that the kingdom of God, which is the rule and the reign of God, is preached, and every man is going to enter into the rule and the reign of God with violence and force, as we release the power and authority of God with mighty force to destroy the enemies. Matthew 11:12 speaks of how we enter into ruling in the heavenlies, as it says, the kingdom of heaven. The word heaven is plural in the Greek. It should be translated, the kingdom of the heavens suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. This is speaking of the rule of the heavens, where these principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, and spiritual wickedness have been operating, but the violent ones, which are the church, are going to take it by force as we cast these spirits out of the heavenlies and destroy their works. We're going to continue and conclude on this subject today as we bring forth more important principles for how to conquer in life. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 25 and 26, he says, every man that strives for the mastery, he's temperate in all things. You got to keep that flesh under. That flesh will not want you to enter into the warfare. You've got to walk in the Spirit so you do not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You're going to strive for the mastery. You're going to be temperate, self-controlled in all things. And it says, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. You and I are going to obtain the incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. We know where we're headed. We're headed to possess all the things that God has for us and conquer our enemies. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. You and I are fighting. We're fighting a spiritual battle against spiritual enemies. You don't see them, but they're as real as you and me. And you and I have dominion in the realm of the Spirit. And we engage in that spiritual fight to conquer the enemies in our life. In Colossians 1:29, it talks about how he's laboring, striving according to his working. The word striving is the same word for fighting, or fighting the good fight of faith. We're fighting according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. God will work in you mightily as you begin to engage in the warfare. We see in Colossians 4:12, where Epaphras, a servant of Christ, was always laboring fervently. The words laboring fervently is this one Greek word, agonizomai, which again is the word for fight, the good fight of faith, where we're fighting, engaging in the warfare. And so he's saying he's always fighting for you in prayers that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. If you learn how to engage in effective warfare prayer, you can conquer all the enemies in your life, and you can also see God use you to minister on behalf of other people so that they come to the place of standing perfect and complete in all the will of God. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith." You and I are going to fight continually this good fight of faith. We're commanded to do it, and it's a good fight because you and I can conquer the enemies in our life. If you've been engaging in the fight, but you haven't seen the victory yet, what do you need to do? 2 Samuel 11, verse 25, speaks of a messenger that came to David, and he was reporting on what was happening in the battle, and how the battle was not going well, and that the enemy was devouring them. Well, the answer was, "Make thy battle more strong and overthrow it." That's exactly what God wants you and I to do. You got to make the spiritual battle more strong against your enemies and conquer them. That means step up your warfare. Step up the amount of time that you're casting out, speaking to the mountain, operating in warfare intercession. Make the battle more strong, and God will give you the victory over your enemies. "He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me." There we have a great promise. God will deliver your soul because the battle is coming against you in the soulish realm. He'll deliver your soul in peace from the battle that comes against you. Now, as you conquer the enemies and you act on the word of God and start speaking the word and start possessing the promises in your life, you're going to see that you're going to come to the place of spiritual rest. In Joshua 11:23, Joshua took the whole land, and the land rested from war. The physical land's a type of the spiritual land, which are the promises of God that you and I are going to possess. As we take the spiritual land, possessing the promises of God, then it says they rested from war. And that means that you and I are going to have rest from war once you put all these enemies underfoot. 1 Chronicles 22:18, he says, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people." You've got to realize, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and he will give you rest on every side as you conquer the enemies and subdue them underfoot. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." God will give you the victory over every enemy in your life. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." That means we can win all of our battles. He always causes us to triumph. That means we don't have to win a few and lose a few. We can conquer every enemy. We can triumph, and we can see victory come forth in every area of our life. 2 Timothy 4:7, he says, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith." That should be our testimony at the end of our days, that we fought the good fight of faith, and we kept the faith, and we finished our course, and we possessed everything that God wanted us to do. Conquering is essential in your life, because Revelation 21, verse 7 says this, "He that overcometh," that's the same word, nikao, conquering, "he that conquers," and it's in the present tense, meaning continuous repeated action, "he that has been conquering continually shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." God has made you more than a conqueror. You need to arise, put your mouth in operation as you speak in line with the word, get the armor of God put on so that the power of God is resonant within you, and begin to speak forth to release that mighty power out of you with violence and spiritual force. And as you continually conquer and overcome the enemy, you will inherit all things, all of the promises that belong to you, and God will be your God, and you will be his son. Put these principles in operation and go forth and conquer in every area of your life.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.